Well, a very famous question is why Sukkot must be in the month of Tishrei and not in the month of Nisan when the Jews left Mitzrayim. We can also ask, why does it have to be on the 15th? What is significant about the 15th of Tishrei that this is when Sukkot must be? So it could be, explains Rav Chaim David Halevi, that because of the significance of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we know of the so many mitzvos, focus, Kiddush, Pesach, Matzah, Karban Pesach, about leaving Mitzrayim, that therefore every 6 months we have this reminder and this opportunity to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. But there is another suggestion in the name of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon explains that Sukkot is when the Anani HaKavod returned after the Chet HaEgel. After the Jews sin with the golden calf, Hashem removes himself, so to speak, and his Shechina, his presence from the Jewish people. After Yom Kippur, the Jews get forgiveness. On Yom Kippur, Moshe comes down the mountain. The Jews are forgiven. The next day, the 11th of Tishrei, Vayakel Moshe. We are commanded, we are gathered, and Moshe commanded the building of the Mishkan. On the 12th and the 13th, as we continue during the month of Tishrei, is when everybody brought the donations for the Mishkan. On the 14th, Moshe Rabbeinu takes all of the donations, and on the 15th, which is Sukkot, that is when they began to build, and that's when the clouds came back. The Anani HaKavod, explains the Vilna Gaon, did not come back until the 15th of Tishrei, and that is the significance of Sukkot. And while that is a beautiful suggestion by the Vilna Gaon, the question is, why did it take 4 days? Ask Rav Matas Yoho Solomon, the great Mashkiach of Lakewood, why did it take 4 days? If they got forgiveness after Yom Kippur, which we know, but we got forgiveness, that's why we have Yom Kippur on the 10th of Tishrei, then why did the Anani HaKavod and the clouds not return until the 15th? And he explains Rav Matas Yoho Solomon, because while we got kapara right away, and we got forgiveness after Yom Kippur, in order to have the Anani HaKavod return, we have to do something. We had to be involved in the donations. We had to be involved in the bringing and the building of the Mishkan. And once we started that, that's when the Anani HaKavod could be returned. Once we had this great chance to be involved in mitzvos, it's important to remember that Sukkot on the heels of Yom Kippur is about so many opportunities for mitzvos, from the Dalet Minim to the mitzvah of Sukkah. Every time I eat, every time I drink, every time I'm doing something, I'm in the Sukkah. That opportunity to be involved and engaged in so many mitzvos is not just an add-on, it's the reason the Anani HaKavod return. It's a reason that we got this full forgiveness, not just the kapara, but we are able to have the Anani HaKavod return because we got involved. So we should look at Sukkot as the continuation, the culmination, the climax of the tshuva process. And then not only do we get forgiveness, but rather we were given the Anani HaKavod back because of that practical, hands-on involvement in the mitzvos.